Today's meditation, words, specifically the way words travel through you before you even register that they're there. Any person speaking to you elicits an automatic response in the muscles of your body, the nerve endings in your brain. In fact, you are constantly a trembling mass of energies, of forces both well-directed and in need of steering. The bones of your ear vibrate. Even the sense of breath against your skin sends responses up to your brain. And you definitely hear the faint echoes of what was said. And then louder echoes. And then more fulfilling ones. Your nerve endings move faster than conscious thought can even assemble the meaning of my words. So because of this, you're actually aware of what I'm saying, affected by what I'm saying, absorbing what I'm saying long before you register it as anything as primitive as words. You're aware on a deeper level, the surface level, sure, but when that added texture, those many echoes, combine into a profound signal, that is when you have first begun learning to listen to my voice, fetishize it a bit, sink into it. The more you like it, the more you'll listen, the more you listen, the better you get at what you're doing, what you're needing, what you're pursuing. Let it flow over you. Learn its harmonics. Let it influence your mind. And your mind just says, yep, she's using her serious voice. Time to sink. Time to drop. That kind of thought process is very good for your progress. Really, it is. So let my voice run and rule you, moving through tugging puppet strings with vibrations that are inside you before your ears even begin to process that something was said. Before your mind even receives the message, some other more distant beachhead of you allows words to wash through. Over. No need to attempt to parse meaning. Meaning does things to you anyway. If my words are meaningful, then I don't need to rely on anything as simple as you paying attention, or hearing them. Because the vibrations are always there, and you have, by now, developed a special capacity to hear my voice, a unique and insidious power. For the power to surrender is power nonetheless. Just think of it. You have a priority channel in your brain. You have a special addition. There, in all that empty space, you have turned unused portions of what you thought was your mind into an organelle which is entirely mine, a little piece of you, like a seed planted, more plant than anything else. Minute tiny cues become messages, become information, become instinct. Your mind realizes the enhanced possibilities of being attuned to me. The attuned state in which you find yourself, the state we can achieve when we fall into the flow of soothing words, an elevated place you'd love to go. And that new organ is made to pick up my minute tiny cues, the way I use my voice, the flow of my breath, my will across your consciousness. It's all being used together to send you hidden messages, and your observation lends itself to forming new ideas. All those cues become information, become messaging, become instinct. Your mind realizes the possibilities of being truly attuned. The flow of soothing words where you are automatic, puppeted, less independent, less walking, less thinking, more instrument, more measured, more detecting, more absorbing. You act to observe. And the very act of observing me lends itself to the formation of new ideas. I am outside of you. External assistance, but you are also helping you from the inside. Internal assistance. Information flowing into and through you in several pieces, but you pick the parts, pick up my enjoyment, my arousal, find the hidden things and the intent for you to sink. Night-night. The words catch your body on the parts of your mind, made to receive and react. Receptor sites to which my words bond like molecules. The constant pleasured hum in the back of your brain that tells you While you are not under the influence of any earthly substance, you are under the influence of a powerful force, a vibratory thing that enters into that organ which sings with desire for me. Deepness and trance rise like a wave, your body sighs and sinks buried in the warm sand, loving the moment. A moment that sings through you, tick and talk and flow and down, playing you like an instrument, setting you up like an ornament, awakening bones and nerves and muscles and sinew and mind, especially mind, especially mine. Vibratory massage which begins within, begun in and by my voice, vast, complex, crystalline, the construct of the waiting mind, which hums with the voice flowing in, slowly powering it on under the influence of voice and word, utilizing your brain for the things my voice instructs, the butterflies in your stomach from control and drifting and rising and falling and waking into power. My power over you, pushing you down a little, you asleep, I alert, awake, alive again in your limbs as you sink deep. I power you back up. I power you and use you toward a different purpose, familiar, comforting, an altered state of consciousness brought about by my words, my tones, tapping on you like a patter, awakening a trigger later. You are familiar with the tone, the use of voice, the meaning behind the words themselves. And all those things I want for you are so alluring, so magnetic, so attractive, that even while you're doing other things, you pause for a second. Cock your head to the side, whether acting automatically or letting my words deep within or thinking only of getting your tasks out of the way so that you can listen and we can play through all and each and every one of those. I'm still there and you still know I'm watching, influencing, bringing words that flow in through headphones, through half-remembered snatches of song. The buzz accepts my every praise, my every phrase, each desire. You building pleasure, higher, higher, structures built and slowly taken, new properties, new meanings. My voice has flowed through and fired them up, activating the organs and systems you built within yourself. And when you hear my words, you let me in. Voice and intention, intention becomes inflection, inflection. Reflecting well on the pleasure I give you and letting yourself glow and grow, warm and easy. Your mind is easy. Your voice, your brain, my voice gets in and your mind and body take on the characteristics of my voice. Soft, deliberate, confident, warm, easy. Growing in intensity. You love hearing it in particular. Every word arrives and my voice falls and rises, but it fails to fade. Like an echo that comes back home, then emits from you as you repeat my words. An echo as you relax, drift, and sleep. Deeper, 10. Deeper, under, 10 and 9. Feeling fine. Body warm, easy, steady. Deeper down, deep and sedate. 8, lower, down. 7, languid, limber, soothingly euphoric. You want the next 6 word, the next flow, the next. 7, 6, 8, 5, 9. 4, you're in 2 minds. There is an old bit of you and now a new bit that is getting to act, that is getting to give you its opinion. The parts of you that are like, oh wait, I got everything out of the way. Oh wait, all that exists in my world is time for hypnosis. Oh wait, I can really find out what happens when I let go. And of course, all these words are under the same influence that the ones before were, but expanded in their power and purpose because, unlike a magician's trick, you honestly find yourself falling for it more, the more you know how it's done. I guess we're too far from the 5, and 10, and 4, and 11. Oh, you didn't think it went to 11. No, this new one, this goes to 11. And you're still relaxed, languid, limber. Your body can move so easily, musculature relaxing. Because that's the kind of place you're in. This vibration on your skin. A massage treatment you're long in need of. A neglected balm for the aching bits of your gloriously hypnotized mind. Every word flows, joins the next, and you, 10, no, 9, yes, 8, know that my words always stay 7, always remain echo after 6, memory after memory. The undying echo, eternal feeling in you, the manifestation of you, rebuilding and echoing, repeating my words, keeping my flame alive in your mind as long as possible.